This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back into it here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey as well. Kansas City, stay safe out there. It looks terrible. Windy, cold, good soup day.
Yeah, it is a definite soup day. Yeah.
Top three soups: broccoli cheddar, potato, chicken tortilla.
I'm going to tell you what I'm on a kick now. French onion soup, homemade French onion soup.
Now, that's good.
Oh, yeah. You don't like onions?
I don't like them like slimy like that in soup.
I understand what you're saying.
I'll eat the broth and the cheese and the little crostini that's on top, but I'll let the onions sit there.
You will. See, I like them. You got to do it right. Now, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going to make your French onion soup, guys, get ready to put in time. You got to reduce those onions.
Yeah,
a little bit. Actually, a little bit of time. You got to reduce those onions for about an hour. And you're sitting there, you know, like glazing the onions. What am I talking about?
Sautéing
the onions. Yeah, rendering them down. You got to go for about an hour to get the onion to that perfect rendering. And then you get all the good brown bits on the pan. You dump it in. Like, so I'm good with French onion soup. Chicken noodles, always a winner. And then matzo ball soup. Those are my three. Let's go.
Yeah, I still don't think I've had matzo ball soup.
So order it off of Amazon.
Okay.
Order the Manischewitz box on Amazon. Literally, it comes in two packages. One is your soup mix. One is your matzo ball mix.
Okay.
You make your matzo balls. You put them in the refrigerator for 10 minutes or something. You make your soup. You dump. It's so good. It is unbelievably delicious.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Magically delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you can buy the Lucky Charms marshmallows just in a bag?
Yeah, I remember when they started to do that. We didn't need more diabetes in this world. Yeah, here, just buy marshmallows.
I would.
Yeah.
Fox 4 is not winning today, by the way. They're like out here trying to show you that the roads are bad and everybody's just flying by.
Like 80. Oh, man. It is great.
The roads are terrible.
Exactly. Max said there's a good text on the text line where we can respect the text.
Yep.
From the 660. I'm a dad of a 10-year-old getting ready to start little league season. So I'm supposed to tell 11 kids on my team how great of a game baseball is, and it shuts down. Volunteer coaches, $300 bats, and the pros can't figure it out. WTH. What the hell?
Yeah, no, exactly. You're right. I mean, that's where it is right now as a parent. The $300 bat, though, that's the thing, because these damn things expire. And so it's like every other year you're spending $300 to $500 on a new bat. And as Dusty said during the break, they changed the rule. Yes. I mean, it's constantly, like that's the problem with baseball that baseball has run into over the years, is that it's just too expensive for the average kid to play. It's just it's crap, man. I mean, as a parent, we're stretched so thin. People have no idea how stretched thin you are as a parent, and then you want your kid to play his sport, and you've got to invest in a $300 bat, a $200 glove, a $75 helmet, a $100 bag, pair of cleats. What?
Time.
Yeah, time.
Saturdays, Sundays, shot to you know what, because you got to go 3 games in the summer.
Right. It's crazy. It's so hard for these kids just to go out and play a sport right now. And for me, when we were kids, man, like we all shared a batting helmet. Maybe there were 3 bats. Everybody just grabbed the bat, went out there and played. And sometimes you left your glove out in the field for somebody else to use. Now, God forbid, you share a bat or a helmet, you get lice.
Or measles. New segment we're doing here on Fesco and Dusty. It's literally titled One Word.
One word.
Yeah. We'll give like a storyline, or we'll give you for instance, let's start off with a softball, right? Here we go. A baseball shutdown in 27 would blank. One word.
Suck.
Yeah.
would lose people?
One, that's two words, though, Mac.
Yeah, baseball shutdown in 27 would make you feel blank. Like, terrible.
Poopy.
Happy. Great.
I'd be like, look, guys, I'm not going to lie. I sat down yesterday once I got home, spring training baseball all afternoon. Like, I just love the game. It's my kind of drug at this time of year, if you will. Love watching baseball. I could watch anybody play at any time, anywhere. It would suck. But the game has got to get fixed. We can't have these conversations. When was the last time we had this conversation surrounding the NFL or the NBA or leagues like that? Like, you've got to get this thing fixed. So I would feel poopy.
This comes from Baseball History Nut. Adam Dunn struck out more in 2012 than Tony Gwynn did in the decade of the 1990s. That stat line makes you blank.
Wow.
Yeah. One word to describe that headline. Adam Dunn struck out more times in 2012 than Tony Gwynn did in the decade of the 90s. One word to describe that headline.
Yeah, jaw drop. Wow.
He does not know what one means, I don't think.
jaw drop. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's two words.
Jaw drop. That's pretty simple. Two words.
Well, that's like your opinion, man.
Yeah, man. Hyphen, bro.
I would say amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think amazing, obviously one word can be vague, but I mean, like, Adam Dunn was also like, I mean, he was the donkey, man. Like, he hit 45 bombs, hit 260 and struck out, but he hit 45 home runs. Tony Gwynn played in a different era where like singles and doubles mattered.
Right. It did. Like Tony Gwynn, I always look at, I go, man, I wish that guy had more power. He was a singles and doubles hitter. But the fact of the matter is this guy struck out more in a year than one guy did in an entire decade. I mean, that's just nuts.
Yeah, Adam Dunn, man, that guy was a Stratomatic king. New season Stratomatic just came out, by the way, so I'm probably going to buy that. And if my dad's listening, I'm going to get a text in like 5 minutes. Says, when and where? One word. Just two dudes boxing on top of a hot air balloon.
No.
Yes.
Really? Don't. You would do that?
I that stuff seems exhilarating to me. I like that rush.
Oh.
Yes.
When baseball shuts down in 2027, Jake Paul will fight Logan Paul on top of a hot air balloon, and one Paul will never come back again.
Top paper.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, addition by subtraction. I'm kidding.
I would absolutely watch somebody do that. And the video circulating yesterday was two guys on top of a hot air balloon at about 10,000 feet, however high those hot air balloons go, boxing.
Boxing. Like, full-on, like, ring.
Right. It's the last boxing match anybody's watched, though. I mean, like, right? Yes. I mean, nobody's watching boxing anymore. So, I mean, those two guys on top of that hot air balloon at about 10,000 feet, uh-uh.
Like, I sent you guys that video of that person free jumping.
Yeah.
No.
All in. Would love that.
Negative.
Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
No.
Would love to.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can get that taken care of. Anybody got a plane that wants that Mac jump out of it? Let us know. 913-586-7965.
From the 913, legendary. And from the 816, nipples. That's their one word to describe just two dudes boxing on top of a hot air balloon.
No chance, man. Like, that that's looked insane.
Words. Yeah.
I'm not a thrill seeker, if you will.
I'm not here to watch people die. You get knocked out and all of a sudden you fall out of the ring. There's nothing but you and a pasture below you that's about 10,000 feet below, which I know that's not the height of a hot air balloon, but still.
I don't know what the height is, but it's high enough.
A, never will I go into a hot air balloon. B, heights are terrifying. And C, hot air balloon. There's just no way.
Are you afraid of heights?
Yes.
Okay. Are you afraid of heights?
No, he wasn't jumping out of a plane.
I would say no.
Yeah, no, you're not afraid of heights. I didn't realize I was afraid of heights until we do our baseball trip every year. And one year we went out to San Francisco. I think it was 2015 when the Royals were good. Because I remember sitting there just watching the Royals game on the phone while we're at the Giants game. And Danny Duffy was pitching. And it might have been a good game for Danny. But we rented bikes and rode over the Golden Gate Bridge. And I looked down, and oh my God!
Yeah,
you're like,
I couldn't pedal
fun.
Fast enough, man. Like, and that's when I realized. I planes don't bother me. Big tall buildings don't bother me. But once I feel like I don't have, you know,
stability.
Yeah, stability. Yes. That's when I'm like, I got to get over this bridge.
Yeah, I told our big boss when I went to Portland, Oregon. We drove to Willamette Valley's Vineyard, and I was the driver there. Smart,
nice.
And I took an edible. And I drove. Well, there's this major highway that goes over this giant river in Oregon, in Portland. And I mean, I'm driving an Escalade. I've never driven a car
Look
this
at
big
you
in my life.
An Escalade.
What
How
me?
About this?
What me? I didn't rent it. And I'm driving. All of a sudden, like everybody in the back goes, "Why are we going 35?" And I was like, "Chill." I mean, I was high up on a slant, looking over no like way. My life, and my heart's at my neck, and it's just like, and I'm just like, I shouldn't have taken this gummy like, the whole time.
Maybe it was like, better that you did, though,
no, it was
because
terrible.
You got through it. I mean, no, but the people talk about this drive in Hawaii called like the Road to Hana or something like that I've heard about. And people are like, oh, you got to do this Road to Hana. I'm like, they go, what are you, afraid of heights or anything? I go, yeah. They go, then don't do it.
What is it, 7 Mile Highway in Key West or down there in Florida?
That's fine. I'm fine with that. It's Nothing a 7 Mile ocean. Bridge. That's I'm okay with that. If I'm in the car and I'm on the bridge, I'm fine.
But you're walking, you're toast.
Yeah, if I get out there and
you don't like
not
that.
Gonna do that. Nope. Like observation decks, like you go up the Empire State Building or something, I can kind of peer out a little bit.
No.
Then I gotta kind of get back.
No.
Yeah, get back.
See,
a little
even
bit.
That you're not in on that.
No, okay. I got insanely hammered in Vegas and went to the Stratosphere and thought it'd be a good idea to ride those three rides.
Oh, no chance! I'm going on that.
Yeah,
thing.
Have you seen what those three rides are?
I've seen them. I've never
chance.
Yes. One is a detonator, shoots you up.
Nope.
I almost lost my Rio buffet. The second one is a cart that goes over the building and drops and then comes back.
Nope. Ooh,
wow. And then the third one is like the octopus where you get strapped in, you go over the edge, it spreads out, and you go in a circle.
Yes.
We were the next ones in line. They shut the ride down.
Thank God. You got lucky.
Ooh, that's scary.
True story. My mom's not alive to prove it. My stepdad is alive to prove it. I need to prove that story. We were the next in line, and we heard the talkback guy go, "You gotta shut that one down, bolt loose."
No way.
I could call my stepdad right now.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
No.
And I don't do that, but I promise you on everything.
Wow.
That's terrifying.
Jeff, oh, my God.
Jeff, my stepdad, can tell you this. We were the next in line, and they're gonna like, "Yeah, we shut it down to the wind." I'm like, "No, they didn't."
You heard it. You heard
bolt
it.
Bolt loose.
Yeah.
Bolt loose.
Well, maybe that's code word for wind.
Yeah. One word continues.
Jimmy, I won't get on rides, man. It's not my thing.
I was like, yeah, we're good. We're good, dude. Like, we're out. We're going to go. Let's go get hammered and play some slots. You know what I mean? One word to describe this. Jimmy Johnson replacement. Mike McCarthy.
No.
No.
Negative.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera. Interesting.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because I feel like he's kind of the guy that's like, his nickname's Riverboat Ron. And with the analytics in football, with all these old heads, they're like, "Well, I don't know why you just didn't kick it there." And Ron's going to be like, "Well, let me tell you why he didn't kick it there." Because there's obviously these, and I think Ron Rivera is interesting in that role. Doug Peterson.
I'm going to say yes, comma, if he's able to loosen up.
So one sentence.
Yeah.
Sentences.
But it all depends on him. If like he's willing to let his guard down, I think he'd be good. But if he's not willing to let his guard down, then it's a no.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying no because I don't see him being able to do that.
And that's kind of where I fall too.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson, retired. Just stay retired. I don't need any more Doug.
I'm good.
He's ran his course.
Yeah.
It's like this winter. It's like, I don't need another surprise Doug Peterson scene. I'm good, man.
Yeah. Like since the Philly special, kind of
I'm good, man.
I mean, it went south down there in Jacksonville really fast. Yeah.
Hey, it's the game passing by. It's okay. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you get to high school and you're no longer that baseball player. It's just time to put it up and go away.
Yep.
John Gruden.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hell yes.
Yes. What do you think happens first? Gruden's back on TV or Gruden's a head coach in the league?
He's already on TV technically with Barstool.
Yeah, but I mean like the big time networks that televise the NFL.
I laughed so hard at his video yesterday trying to open up a box from Florida State. He's like, "Bill O'Brien gave me this box, man. I love Florida State. I got this box
Bill
cutter."
Bill O'Brien's at Florida State now?
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's what he said in the video.
And didn't he coach at Boston College?
I'm sorry, Boston College. Boston. Oh, same colors. Same colors.
Yeah, they are the same colors. Same. Yes.
Yes. But he was like trying to open his box. He's like, "You guys watched me open that box a couple weeks ago. I struggled. Now I got this box cutter. The hell's going on with this thing?" And he
Why
can't
are you Binkley-ing this thing up?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I can see Binkley struggling with a box cutter.
One word to describe Matt Rhule.
Dork.
Douche.
Yeah, douche is another good one. Like
a-hole.
This guy has been That's kind of word. A jackass since he's gotten to Nebraska, right?
Yeah. Significant Wind, is that him?
No, that's Charlie Weiss.
Oh, that is Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, the significant wind is the best of all time.
There is a significant wind outside today.
Today there is, yeah.
There is, that's fair.
Well, there's a significant wind.
Yeah, because Matt Rhule is mad that his player's doing TikToks.
Yikes.
TikToks. Not during the game. Not during practice, not during workouts, during their downtime. And so what did he decide to do? He decided to make them all do wall sits and do TikToks with wall sits.
It's fourth and goal every single day in our building. Right. That's the mindset. It's fourth and goal every day. Like, you know, I go away to see my family at the beach and everyone's like, I know you're on vacation. I'm not on vacation. I'm working from the beach.
Loser.
Like, this is 24/7, 365. Like, we're chasing greatness. I mean, everyone here is sprinting to stay ahead of us. We got to catch them and then get whatever we want to be. So the urgency is elite.
Elite at football. Mm. When I go to the beach, I'm not on vacation. I'm working from the beach.
We're getting to the point, though, where we have some guys that regulate the temperature of the team.
He sounds like Louis Anderson.
A little bit there. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Like this guy.
That makes sense.
Actually, if you want a true word for Matt Rhule, for me, non-credible. I don't think the guy's believable as a head football coach.
Worked at Baylor.
Did a nice job at Baylor.
Great.
Went to the league. Went to the wrong team. Went to Carolina. Right. But, I mean, that might have been the one time Tepper got it right.
It may be the greatest payday for him, though. I mean, $35 million to never work.
Well, he knew he was going to get fired, so he put it in the clause.
Yeah, of course.
And then goes to Nebraska, and now he's mad because his star quarterback's doing TikToks.
Elite at football.
Yeah, that's Louis Anderson. That guy's had a lot of, you know, Pall Malls.
But I don't know how you can get out there and talk to kids today and be mad about TikTok, okay? We're doing spring break in a couple weeks. We're flying to Las Vegas for 36 hours just to kind of start there, rent a car, Grand Canyon, all that kind of stuff, and then finish up in Phoenix for a couple of days. And my kids are so excited about going to Las Vegas because there's a TikTok trend out there where everybody's doing it at Caesars now.
Oh, okay.
And so they're excited to go to Caesars. Dad, can we go as soon as we land? I'm like, well, we're leaving here at like 10 o'clock at night. We got a late flight. Land there. It's going to be about 10 o'clock there because of the time change.
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, everything's open 24. Like, can we go at like 2 a.m. and do this TikTok? I can't wait to do this TikTok. I'm like, I don't care. That's fine. We're in Las Vegas. Do whatever the hell you want, right, at this point in time. And we'll go. We'll take you wherever you want to go. It's open 24/7. We can do all that. That's what kids are into today. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be this old head football coach at Nebraska and make people do wall sits, I tell you to go get effed, really, because you want to recruit these kids. You want to know how you can build your program. Grandpa Rhule out here complaining about TikToks and making guys do wall sits. That's not a way that you're going to recruit kids and win over this generation of kids. TikTok is where it's at, bro. Like, embrace what's going on.
Huh.
Especially his five-star quarterback's one of the ones doing it.
Is he doing it?
Yeah, I mean, he just did a video the other day where
he's in football.
Somebody says, I played football at Lindenwood but grew up a Husker fan. He's a hard ass but turns around programs. I believe he's the guy.
They're 6-5. Like, is that where Nebraska standards are right now?
Winning season, you got to start somewhere.
Well, Nebraska hasn't been relevant since Carter was president.
I mean, Bo Pelini had him pretty
deep. Bo was great. See, that's the kind of guy you need, though. I like Bo.
But he's the same guy as Rhule.
In a different way, though,
he's
I feel
the same
like.
Old
like
head.
But I feel like he's different. I don't know. There's just something not credible. Like, I believed in Bo Pelini as a football coach. Like, I looked at him and I went, all right, I'll run through a wall for this guy. I look at Golden Rhule here and I'm like, meh.
Golden Rhule. Yeah. That guy.
I mean, listen to this guy.
It's fourth and goal every single day in our building. Yeah. That's the mindset. It's fourth and goal every day. Like, you know, I go away to see my family at the beach, and everyone's like, I know you're on vacation. I'm not on vacation. I'm working from the beach. Like, this is 24/7, 365. Like, we're chasing greatness. I mean, everyone here is sprinting to stay ahead of us. We got to catch them and then get whatever we want to be. So the urgency is elite.
If you're working that hard...
On the beach, on vacation, the beach, with your family.
Not on vacation.
Maybe you ought to change things up a little bit.
Yeah, and don't get mad when your wife goes and gets surfing lessons from Skylar.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right, yeah.
Get whatever we want to be. So the urgency is elite.
The urgency is elite.
One word to describe Matt Rhule.
The urgency is
painful.
Elite.
Loser.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, so that's where I look at that guy. I'm like, you're telling people you're on the beach instead of spending time with your family, you're constantly work and you're 6-5.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like a great plan.
But he's got Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. Don't forget,
the urgency is elite.
It is Wednesday, so the urgency is elite for you to get to our fan, the fan 965 Twitter poll. Who do you like more, Ian Rappaport or Jordan Schultz? So far, Ian Rappaport is running away with the competition. 59.8% say Rappaport. 40.2% say Schultz of Starbucks. So maybe that has something to go into play with that.